quiet.
Thank you for holding. Is this Dayton?
Yep.
Hey, Dayton. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Oh, not bad. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Woke up on the right side of the dirt. I can't complain.
There you go.
I understand that you were having a brief conversation with Tara. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you and apply this new in business credit. But did you have any questions for me in regards to our services or what we'll be able to do for your company?
No, not at the moment. You know, I'm sure I will at some point. You know.
Yeah, whenever they pop up, just let me know. I'll make sure I get them addressed. So I want to let you know, the major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available. If you Google excavation or landscaping in your area, you'll see there's a map that pops up, and then there's only three guys next to that map in the top recommended section. Have you seen that before?
No, because I never have to search for it.
Yeah, that's true. I guess if you needed one of those services, you'd just do it yourself, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe just to kind of see what your customers are seeing, right? So the guys that are up there now are like Burles Excavating. I don't know if you've heard of them before, Inc. And then it's Schmalz Excavation. Have you heard either of those companies before?
Did you say Hank?
No, it's Burles, like B-U-R-R-E-L-L-S, Burles Excavating, and Schmalz. Burles. Oh, maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong. Sorry. And then there's Schmalz Excavation out of Verona.
No, I only know of Burles, but they're a big-time, they're a big company.
Right. Well, they're in that top recommended section. So, you know, usually if you want to be a big-time company or even really be a company at all, you know, you put yourself on Google so people can find you. You know, so we have this running joke in here. It's like you didn't officially start your company until you've put it on Google, you know? Otherwise, most people don't know you exist. So, you know, having that first page placement available is pretty huge just because 90% of the time when people do a search on Google in your industry, they pick from this section on the first page. They're not really going to page 2 or page 3, you know, looking for the best excavation or landscaping contractor. So you're right in the thick of it. The benefit, too, is that you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. It's just one flat monthly rate, and all the customers can contact you directly. So I'm sure you can see the value in that.
Yeah.
Okay. Another huge thing I kind of wanted to touch on, that Tara, another reason she's asking me to reduce the price, not just because your company's new, but she did say that you were using that Home Advisor by Angie's program.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they use Google, so it's kind of funny. If you do the search for excavation and you scroll down underneath the top recommended guys where we're talking about listing you, there's a Home Advisor listing that has 10 of you on it. So they'll basically put themselves on Google to get leads, and then they resell those leads to you for a lead fee. But what a lot of people don't know or haven't found out yet is that they charge you for the leads even if you don't get the job, right? So sometimes you're paying for leads that don't turn into business. So, you know, if we list you independently here, you know, you're putting yourself in position where people can call you directly as a live call off the first page without subjecting yourself to those lead fees.
Right.
You know? So there's no reason you should be paying for something that didn't turn into a job. Doesn't make any sense. It's a good way to get the company going backwards before it's going forward, if you ask me.
Right.
So, as far as cost, you know, normally for guys like, I pronounce it wrong again, maybe it's just my California slang, but Burles and Schmalz,
yep.
They're paying about $499 to cover a 50-mile radius in this area each month. What I could do is I could put you on that same campaign, but if we apply the new in business credit, I could drop it down to $299. So that way you're basically looking at about $10 a day on a month-to-month basis. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract, and we'll include a tracking system so we could show you every job we're bringing in, and we'll build your .com website for you as well. So we'll build, host, maintain that, and have it attached to the Google My Business profile for the customers to see and review.
Right.
So how does that sound if I could reduce the cost by $200 on a month-to-month basis? Is that something you could see a value in giving a shot so we could show you how well it works?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I mean, everybody uses Google, and I imagine if you could do anything with those home advisor leads that are getting quoted, you know, by three or four other people, you'll do great when somebody calls you live and hasn't been pitched already.
Right.
So, totally different ball game. But yeah, I'd be willing to do that for you. And then also I can lock in that pricing structure. So it's not just the first month. You know, it's not a bait and switch move. It's not, hey, you know, $299 this month, then you're back to $499 once we, you know, got you on the hook and show you it's working, right? It would stay $299 for as long as you choose to come back and use our services each month.
Okay.
All right. So what I have to do, if you're willing to move forward, I got to create your Google business profile. Have you ever heard of that before?
Nope.
Okay, you got to do this one time for as long as you own your company. Once we create it and verify you, even if you stop using the optimization to keep your business on the first page for the search results, you still exist as a company. So if people look you up, you know, they'll still have that Google profile with your reviews and shows them that you're verified and you're a real company. You exist. So basically what happens is I'll create the profile, I'll submit it to Google, and then they're going to send you a postcard in the mail just to verify your location. It's called a PIN verification letter. And there's a 5-digit number on the back of that postcard that I'm going to need from you when it comes in. So what's the business street address that I could send that to?
129.
Okay.
Horton Road, Pitcher, New York.
Horton Road, Pitcher. Okay, I found it. 13136?
Correct.
Okay. It's going to take about 3 to 5, or actually it says 5 to 7 days to get to you, because they're mailing it from Southern California. So it's going to take a bit, but that's where the Google headquarters is. And
okay.
Then, but I'll coordinate with you around the time that it comes in, because they give us updates on the delivery of that. And then I'll get it from you, that little 5-digit number. I'm going to send you, you get texting on this line?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead.
Okay, yeah, because that'll work, because I'm kind of busy at work right now, so.
Oh, well, I mean, the spot just opened up. My reps, we're trying to fill it. What I can do, though, if you want to give it a shot just for the 30 days, I can create it, you know, secure that listing, and I could schedule your client interview for later this afternoon or tomorrow. That way you can get back to focusing on that in the meantime without actually losing the position.
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
All right, I'll try to go fast. What's your last name, Dayton?
Brown.
Okay, and what's your business email where I could send you a receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
Dayton at 34736 at Gmail.
34736 at Gmail?
Yep.
Okay, wait a minute. There's two at signs here. Dayton at 34736.
No, it's just Dayton 34736 at.
Okay, yeah. Makes more sense now. Okay, and then how do you want the hours of operation for your business listed?
I don't know, 7 to 5, I guess.
Okay, I can leave it open availability so they could call you anytime.
Yeah,
and then you.
Yeah, do that.
You can hash it out. And then you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Cash and check.
Cash and check, no card. Okay. And then this phone number that we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Correct.
All right. And then you can have your address hidden or displayed on Google. What works best?
Okay.
Dayton, you could have it hidden or displayed. Like, do you want me to hide your business address so it just says you're in Pitcher, New York?
I don't know. Does it matter?
It depends. Do you want people knowing where you live or getting turn-by-turn directions to you?
No, I don't want people knowing where I live.
All right, then I hide it. All right. And then, so I got the profile set up. I got to schedule a client interview for this afternoon. It takes about 30 to 45 minutes to conduct that client interview. What's a good time to circle back for that?
2:30.
Okay. I got to schedule it. Yeah, I got to schedule it on the hour, so I could schedule it between, you know, 2 or... Damn it.
I could schedule it... 3 o'clock, then. 3 o'clock.
Okay. I got a 4 and 5 open.
Well, it has to be... You don't have it open at 3?
I don't. That's their lunch hour, because they're in California. They have lunch 12 to 1. That's 3 to 4 your time, Eastern Standard.
All right. 4 o'clock.
Okay. It's a client interview technician that's a Google rep. So you're actually going to be talking to a Google representative during that interview. They're in California. All right. They just want to make sure we're representing your business properly. So they'll ask you about the services you provide, the area you cover, how you want your website to look. So I'll call you first and actually introduce you to them, and then I'll transfer you over. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
The debit card.
Okay, is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
All right. Is there any middle initial on the card?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. You're going to want to get that. We need it to secure the listing and take it off the board.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yep.
All right. So on the front of the card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time, left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
5461.
5461.
6400.
6400.
0184.
0184.
4699.
4699. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
February 24.
February 24, and 3-digit code on the back.
825.
825, okay. All right, the position's yours. I'm going to send you an invoice receipt outline of the agreement. I'm going to walk you through a 60-second recording, and then you're out of here until the client interview, okay?
Yep.
All right. You got the text message with my number, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. It says, you're on a recorded line. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
D&D Excavation.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Dayton Brown, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of D&B Excavation?
Yep.
Are you an authorized user on this card that you gave me?
Yep.
All right, so to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yep.
In hiring us as your Google certified representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online marketing while you're using our services?
Yep.
Okay. I already know what you're doing now. It's not saying you can't do anything additional or can't you have to cancel anything. We're just trying to make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. Okay?
Okay.
Alright, it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in the discounted amount of $299 for our platinum package. I've waived all setup fees and I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge. It says when the term is completed, the agreement will renew each month on the second day in the same discounted pricing structure of $299. It says you can discontinue or cancel any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties if you decide to discontinue. All we ask is you let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
All right. So in your text messages and your email, you're going to have outline of the agreement in black and white. At the bottom of that, they're going to ask you to sign off on it by your client interview. I know you're on that job site, so I'll let you get back to work, but you have my phone number, so if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, or you feel like you forgot something, just circle back with me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon, Dayton. You have a great day.